That's Neil Diamond and Song Sung Blue from our top 40, our prediction here at 40, which means those are the records that we think are going to creep into the British and continental charts. Right, I don't know about the Bulgarian chart. We can't speak for that, really. Bulgarian charts do strange things, although they normally catch up to date eventually, you know. In fact, I think A Hard Day's Night is number one in Bulgaria at the moment, although I can't be certain about that, as I say. You're with Arnold Lane on Radio North Sea International. It's one of those nights, as somebody once said. And, oh yes, did you catch the address to write to if you're so crazy enough as to want to drop a card to the programme? It will buck my ego no end, it really will. Yes, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. Somebody asked me to spell Hilversum the other day, so it's H-I-L-V-E-R-S-U-M. H-I-L-V-E-R-S-U-M in Holland. And if you stick the right postage on the letter, that'll be very useful. It's fivepence from Britain. How much it is from Holland, I'm not too sure. Internal mail, in other words. Right, we've got an LP track. And this time it's The Fifth Dimension, who I admire greatly. This is a very fine two-album set of theirs called Star Portrait. Most of the literature in the particular album that I have is written in German, so unfortunately I can't tell you much about the particular performance, but the song you do know, The Fifth Dimension in concert this time, and this is called Never My Love.
Think love will end.
The Fifth Dimension, Marilyn McCoo, Florence LaRue, Ron Townsend, Lamont McLaremore, and Billy Davis. That's from an album called Star Portrait. Can't tell you much about the two-album set, apart from the fact that it's packaged beautifully. Whether that's available in Britain or not, I'm not too sure. It possibly is in some form or other. I feel confident of that. That was Never My Love from that album.
Want dit is het moment voor de goede smaak van een Kent. Milde, volle tabakken. Uniek Micronite filter. Rook een Kent. Een Kent sigaret.
And you can hear the Kent Request Art tonight between 11 and 12. In fact, you can hear it every night if you had to be tuned to 220 meters in the medium wave. Actually, you can't miss 220 now because with 90,000 watts of power, well then, you know, it's just zapping the medium wave really, isn't it? And also on 49 meters shortwave and FM on VHF. So really, you can't afford to miss it. You'll be glad you did. Tune in. 11 to 12, as I say, the Kent Request Hour, and 12 to 3 this coming morning, Brian McKenzie's coming here. Oh, good old Brian's going to cheer you up, put a smile on your face, you know. Chicory tip now.
See you every morning and I give myself a warning that it's time to speak. But when she passes by, I just can't find the words and I feel so weak. Here she comes walking by again. Stop and I'm gonna hesitate. All my friends by the couch and chairs on my side screen. Now we're gonna wander on over before the thing is over. Hey, what's your name?
Okay, that's Chicory Tip. And from our prediction here at 40, Chicory Tip, and it's called What's Your Name? You're with Arnold Lane till 11 tonight, and then I shall still be with you. You still won't have got rid of me now. I shall still be lurking here with all my gramophone records doing. They have a mind of their own tonight. I'm sure they have. That's with a Kent Request Hour between 11 and 12 tonight. Slave is the title of this track we're taking from the Honky Chateau album. Honky Chateau album. This week is Rob Eden's Hit Pick. Take a listen to Elton John.
Feel the river running, sweat right through our land, driven by a man with a bull whip and his hand in his hand. And I've taken just as much as I.
That's a track from the album by Elton John called Honky Chateau, and the entire album this week. Woo! We've got noises in the studio like you've never had before, ladies and gentlemen. Right, headphones out. Headphones on the floor. Where was I? Honky Chateau is the name of the LP. The LP is Rob Eden's hit pick this week, and that was called Slave. That was a track from it. We've got the news. It's going to be a bit later than usual tonight, unfortunately, owing to my headphones blowing up. I give up. I hate headphones, ladies and gentlemen. This is Labi Siffra up to news time. Thank you, Lucky Stars. Back with Elvis afterwards.
5 years old, rice pudding cold. What? Not moving. Pick up the spoon, get grooving. There's kids your age and younger, fat and thin with hunger. So you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are. So if you're stabbed in the back, sit tall. Kiss her ass raw. Cause you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are. Yes, I know you're hungry, and we've got food to spare. We're throwing our surplus food away, but don't think we don't care. We can't afford to send the stuff to the places where you are. But you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are. So if you're stabbed in the back, sit tall. Cause you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are. When you find you have to pay, but the phone calls go astray. When the bus fares seem to rise, every time you close your eyes. When you're old enough to go to war and bleed, but somebody tells you what you can't read. You get 30 years for running a train, you get 10 for burning out. That's insane! So if you're stabbed in the back, sit tall. Kiss her ass raw, cause you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off. What do you mean you're poor? Well, you can't have any more. It's napalm, guns and bombs we need. We'd like to help you, yes indeed. But we've got to protect the state, so I'm afraid you'll have to wait. But you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are. So if you're stabbed in the back, sit tall. Kiss her ass raw. Cause you can thank your lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are. Yes, if you're stabbed in the back, sit tall. Kiss her ass raw. Cause you can thank the lucky star. There's someone somewhere much worse off than you are.
Radio North Sea, temperature 10 degrees. This is Brian McKenzie, RNI News. India, 80 people are reported to have been killed when a Japanese airliner, which was crashed near the outskirts of New Delhi as it was coming in to land. The latest report from the crash says there are 6 survivors. The flight, which was on its way from London, or I should say Tokyo to London, had at least 10 Japanese people on board. The cause of the crash is still unknown. Northern Ireland, the Social Democratic and Labour Party have called on the provisional wing of the IRA to declare a 48-hour truce. Party MPs are to see Mr. William Whitelaw in London tomorrow about the offer by the provisionals to hold talks with him. London, in the inquest into the South East London rail crash, it has been told that the train driver, who was one of the 4 people who had been killed, had been drinking heavily. Africa, the Organization for African Unity, which met in Rabat today for a summit meeting, has unanimously passed a resolution demanding Israelis' immediate evacuation of the occupied territories. This was announced by OAU Deputy Secretary General Mohad Sanyo. The resolution, one of the many drawn up by the member states' foreign ministers during preparatory talks last week, called on Israelis to withdraw their troops to the frontier lines, which lasted before the Six-Day War of 1967. Britain, the national dock strike due to begin on Friday has been postponed for 6 weeks. When the decision by dockers' leaders became known, the hall in which they were meeting was invaded by about 40 angry dock workers. In support of their claim, 3/4 of the country's dockers staged a token strike today. It has been ruled by the Industrial Court that the 3 leaders of the dockers who picketed a container depot in East London shall be arrested if they do not appear at the court's hearing in the morning in order to take their case to the Court of Appeal. Aviation BA pilots are to strike from Friday week, having rejected a pay offer made by the airline. There is also a 24-hour strike next Monday by British and World Airline pilots in protest against suitable legislation to deal with hijackers. RNI weather. Most parts of Britain and the continent will have a mainly dry night with cloud developing by dawn, bringing the risk of showers and heavier rain in the east of England. Western Europe will be generally dry and sunny with temperatures above the seasonal normal. Winds moderate southwest to south. Reading all sea temperature 10 degrees. This is Brian McKenzie, RNI News.
Elvis. Elvis who? I'm not too sure of his second name, actually. And it's called Suspicious Minds. And you may have gathered by now that I'm not a great fan of cans. It's all these years working in the arts, you see, not wearing headphones. But really, the cans on this station are unbelievable. Thanks, Brian McKenzie, for the news!
And we're getting all sort of technical, aren't we? Talking of cans and things, 20 minutes to 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock tonight is the Kent Request Hour with Arnold Lane. And possibly Brian McKenzie, because I might give up and go home. And he takes the cans off the second. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm covered with shaving cream from tip to toe. Well, not quite tip to toe, but anyway, from the shoulders downwards. And I'm in a bit of a mess generally, so what we'll do is to play a few pieces more music. I wish we had some nice young ladies out here to talk to, don't you, Brian?
Yeah, definitely.
Some nice young ladies.
I mean, you going about in just a dress doesn't make up for it.
I'll have you know that all suspicious people went off the boat earlier today. And this boat is dead straight, man, I tell you. Well, almost
Why
straight.
Why have you got shaving cream all over you? I mean, you haven't explained that. What happened when I was doing
What happened while you were doing the news? Well, Paul May decided to give my shirt a shave, you see. Uh-huh. Right, we've got Ardeen Taylor now. Next gramophone record. This is called Taurus, New Mexico. Aren't you lucky? Woo!
Better hurry, get home quick. Maria's tired of waiting, and you know she started dating, and she's got her pick. Here I am in jail with no one to go my bail, and I just wanna go home. And when I do, I'll never leave Maria alone. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico, and I just wanna go home. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico. Never felt so alone. I just had to buy her things like pretty clothes and diamond rings and so much more. The thing that I just couldn't see is that she only wanted me ragged and poor. Here I am in jail with no one to go my bail, and I just wanna go home. When I do, I'll never leave Maria alone. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico, and I just wanna go home. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico. Those mountain nights are long and cold. What if she needs someone to hold her while I'm away? I can see her by the fire eating cheese and getting higher with Don Jose. Here I am in jail with no one to go my bail, and I just wanna go home. And when I do, I'll never leave Maria alone. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico, and I just wanna go home. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico.
Ardeen Taylor, Taos, New Mexico, he says, pulling the microphone nearer towards his face. Yes, that's from our prediction hit 40 as well. And, yes, I'm covered in the worst kind of muck, shaving cream. Unfortunately, not being a man who uses shaving cream, who has the sense and the wisdom to use an electric razor, I have no comeback on that, you see. So I'll have to throw electric razors at people, I can see that. Brian McKenzie's still here, sorting out his music for tonight's programme between 12 and 3. Ever thought of writing your sort of autobiography or anything like that?
No, not really. Nothing important to write about.
So oh, no. Modest lad. I was expecting details of filth and debauchery, actually.
No,
was it not? Eh?
That comes later on.
Does it? Oh, I see. Oh, well, I can be here. 16 minutes before 11 is the time. And what were they going to do? What do we have on the little sheet there? It says skull. Could you pass me a skull, please? Wouldn't mind a quick skull.
Skull.
Skull, skull, skull. Is that anything like spam, 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 spam?
I don't like spam.
Yeah, you can't find it, can you?
If you were sort of looking out the window and sort of talking through the view, well, it might...
Yes, exactly. You're listening to Arnold Lane, ladies and gentlemen. PO Box 117 Hilversum in Holland is the address to write to. And I haven't played anybody's promotion tonight, so while we're waiting for Skull, what I'll do is this, I think.
The story so far. Bugsy has gunned down Scarface Capucci in a Chicago bar because he didn't listen to the Rob Eaton show. Now he's on the run from the cops and hiding out with his girl Lucretia in a dingy railroad warehouse.
Bugsy, what are we gonna do?
Don't worry, babe. The boys are coming over from the Bronx to deal with the DA. And then we can go back to listening to Rob Eaton in comfort.
Oh, Bugsy! I wish I had your intelligence.
Can Lucretia and Bugsy escape the long arm of the law? Can wrong win over right? Can I, for once, back a horse that wins?
No chance, mate.
Don't miss the next thrilling installment of The Rob Eaton Show on RNI.
Beautifully said. Couldn't have said it better myself, as a matter of fact. Rob Eaton comes back tomorrow, all being well, unless we have a fourth 12 outside, of course, in which case he won't come back, in which case Paul, Brian and myself will hold the fort all over the weekend, 24-hour broadcasting with the three of us. I don't know, we'll need some more money to do that, sirs, if you're listening in, sirs. We'll need it, certainly, between the three of us. Can't handle that. 14 minutes to 11 o'clock now. Oh, yes, this...
Skol International Beer. Skol spreekt uw taal, waar u ook bent. Proef het maar. Skol International Beer.
This is Take It Easy, the title of a new record by the Eagles. That's a good old-fashioned name for you, isn't it? The Eagles, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brian McKenzie's hit pick this week on the radio.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
That's the Eagles. That's a good old-fashioned rock and roll name, isn't it? The Eagles, ladies and gentlemen, at your local Palais tonight. Please do not stand on the seats. Do not spit at the commissionaires and buy your confectionery before you enter. You may not re-enter. Yes, those were the Eagles, anyway. And that was called Take It Easy. And it was Brian McKenzie's hit pick this week. But he can't help that, can he? And, yes, I don't think any more plugs for Brian McKenzie. He's had quite enough already tonight. It's 9:30 before 11 now. On the Arnold Lane. You've had enough time checks tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, what a good time. What a good time for a Kent.
Steek eens een Kent-sigaret op, want dit is het moment voor de goede smaak van een Kent. Een sigaret moet karakter hebben. Proef, Kent heeft die volle milde smaak plus een uniek micronite filter.
What a good
Roken Kent. Een Kent-sigaret.
Excuse me while I... yes, as I was about to say, seriously though, if you'd like a request aired on the programme, the Kent Request Hour that is, which comes to you nightly between 11 and 12 on the same channel, all you have to do, if you're in Holland, is to nip along to the local tobacconist gentleman around the corner, and, well, you ask him for your Kent Request forms. And if he says, what do you mean, you never go there again, right? Right. And, well, you get your forms, and you just fill them in. You have to put on the forms, well, your name, who you want it dedicated to, the record, that is, and the reason. And, well, you don't have to have a reason. You can dedicate it to yourself, even. And, well, you just take the forms back to the shop, and he sorts it out and compiles the computer list and so on, and things get organised. Or, if you don't live in Holland, the best thing is to do to send us a postcard, because we love hearing from you. We love squeezing in as many records as we can. It's not always possible to squeeze in all the records for every day, but it makes life more fun that way, doesn't it? So drop us a line to Kent Requestar, PO Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. Yes, the Kent Requestar. Something to be associated with, I think. Because, well, if you want a record played, we'll make sure it's played. We've got Immigration Man now. This is the latest one from David Crosby and Graham Nash. Immigration Man.
Immigration scene, shining and feeling clean. Could it be a sin? I got stopped by the immigration man. He said he doesn't know if he can. Let me in, let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and pray I can stay another day? Immigration man, I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway. There he was, with his immigration face, giving me a paper chase. But the sun was coming, cause all of us, it looked into my space, stamped a number over my face, and it sent me running. Won't you let me in, immigration man? Can I cross the line and pray I can stay another day? Won't you let me in, immigration man? I won't tow your line. My immigration form is big enough to keep me warm when a cold wind's coming. So go where you will, as long as you think you can. You better watch out for the man. Anywhere you're going, come on and let me in. Immigration man, can I cross the line and pray? Take your fingers from the tray. Man, I won't tow your line today. I can't see it anyway.
Brian... No, it wasn't Brian Auger at all. That was David Crosby and Graham Nash. That was called Immigration Man. And, well, we've got sort of 2.5 records to play before 11 o'clock when we have to out of the Arnold Lane programme. So what we're going to do, first of all, is to have a snatch of an instrumental piece from Brian Auger. This is a brand new one of his. This, as a matter of fact, is the B-side, but it's every bit as good as Bumpin' on Sunset. This is A Day in the Life. And that was A Day in the Life. And we've got just one more record to go on the Arnold Lane programme. I would sincerely like to thank you for listening and putting up with all the chaos and disruption that's been rife tonight. I don't know why. It's just been one of those days, you see. And let's play out with Nancy Sinatra, yeah? This is an oldie from 67 called Sugar Town. Night, night.
Had some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm in sugar town. Sugar Town. Sugar Town. If I had $1 million or 10, I'd give it to you world and then. You'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.